Continuing for Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation, commentary on Turkey Avos, we're up to the second Mishnah from Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik says, Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Ha'omed, on three things the world stands, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim, on Torah, on Avoda, on service, and on Gemilus Chasadim, on acts of kindness. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this language is Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Ha'omed, on three things the world stands, which is different from the Mishnah which we'll find subsequent to the, in the later in the first parak, of our social Dharma Olam Kayam, that it stands, or that it continues to exist because of. And Rabbeinu Yonah understands that this mission that we're learning, our first mission, are the reasons why the world was created. For three reasons, Bishvilam, for these three things the world was created, because they are L'Ratzon L'Shnei Hashem. They give Hashem his own personal desire, his will, this is what he wants to see, giving him pleasure, so to speak. For these three things Hashem created the world, for Torah, for Avoda, and for Gemilus Chasadim. Torah, the Rabbeinu Yonah goes through various psukim showing how the world was created, L'Ratzon, that Hashem desires for the Torah and for the Jewish people's study of Torah. What we want to share are two comments that he makes on the other two themes of the Mishnah, on Avodah and on Gemilus Chasadim. When it comes to Avodah service, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the Jewish people were the nation chosen amongst all the other nations, and the land of Eretz Yisrael was the land chosen amongst all the other lands. And from within the land of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim was the city chosen from amongst this chosen land of Israel. And from amongst the chosen city of Yerushalayim is the Makom of the Mikdash, the place where the Beit HaMikdash was to be built. And from within the place where the Beit HaMikdash was to be built, the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Holy of Holies was the place, the choicest place of all of those. And that's where the greatest of the Avodah within the Beit HaMikdash itself was to be done. And the Pesukim, many of the Pesukim described in their Kabbalah, L'Ratzon L'Shnei Hashem, they all were to find favor before Hashem, and this, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is why the world was created for the Jewish people to serve Hashem through their karbanos. And he writes, today we of course do not have a Beit HaMikdash, so what do we have left other than our mouth? And he brings a very interesting measure. The pasuk that we're all familiar with from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem Tifasai Tiftach, Ufi Yogiti Lasecha, open up my mouth, we ask Hashem, that my mouth shall sing your praises. Where does that pasuk come from? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that comes from David HaMelech, who said that phrase in regards to his sin with Bathsheba. And that was a sin, as says Rabbeinu Yonah, that was done to Nazid. It was done on purpose. And therefore, David HaMelech had no sacrifice to offer. He couldn't bring a korban. A korban is only brought if a person does something inadvertently, accidentally. But if you do something on purpose, b'mezid, there's no korban to be brought. And David HaMelech says, I have nothing to do. So in the absence, in lieu of anything else, Hashem tefasai tiftach ufi yogiti lasecha, so open up my mouth and at least accept my words, my prayers, in place of that which I have nothing else to do, I have no other korban. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, so today we don't have to rush for anything, not for inadvertent, not for a purposeful, intentional, we have nothing. So therefore all we turn to is that which David HaMelech taught us, Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, this is why the world was created, to be able to serve Hashem through our avodah. We don't have avodah, all we have is that which David gave us when in lieu of a korban, Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, and that's why the world was created for us to be able to come close through the words of our lips, through our tefillahs of in coming close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the third aspect of the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Gemilus Chasadim, he goes through a whole lengthy explanation why Gemilus Chesed of acts of kindness is greater even than tzedakah. And he quotes various chazal why Chesed is greater than specific acts of charity of giving tzedakah. A, tzedakah is only done to aniyim, it can only be done for those who are poor, whereas Gemilus Chesed can be done to both the poor and to the wealthy. Tzedakah is done with one's money, whereas Gemilus Chesed, kindness, is done both with one's body as well as with one's money. And he goes through various psukim showing the fact that a person is able to be misameach acherim, is able to give pleasure, give nachas, do things for others, whether it's with an eitz tova, whether or not it's with a piece of advice, whether or not it's helping out in anything that one can do, it gives the nachas. He quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, Shemen uktoras yisamech lev, just like oil and incense gladden the heart, umasoik re'eyum me'atzos nefesh, you can sweeten one's friend with atzos nefesh, with giving an eitz, as Rabbeinu Yonah explains. If you give a person an eitz, you help them out with something where they weren't able to do on their own, and you provide the benefit, that chesed, he writes, has that same ability of l'ratzon before Hashem, and he writes, u'bishvilo nivra ha'olam, kedei la'atzos, to be able to do that for someone else, to be able to provide something for someone else where they are cured of whatever ailed them, be it a lack of advice, they needed something, and you were able to provide that, that is l'ratzon l'shnei Hashem, u'bishvilo nivra ha'olam. That's why the world was created, for one human being to be able to do that for another. And those are the three things that Shimon HaTzadik leaves us with, why the world was created for Torah, the study of Torah, for the Jew reaching out to Hashem with his mouth or with his avodah, we had the Beit HaMikdash, with our sacrifices, in lieu of that, with our words in tefillah, and to be able to be mesameach someone else, to be able to offer help to someone else, are the reasons why the world was created.